We are glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
So now here's the woman with the issue of blood. She said, when I touch his clothes, I'll be restored to health. Now, she heard about Jesus. We know she heard that people were getting healed in his meeting. So she started saying. Now, the scriptures teach the law of faith. Jesus talked about it. Whosoever shall say, believe, doubt not in his heart, believe what he saith, and it'll come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Then in Luke 17, Jesus said to the disciples, if you had faith as a seed, you would say. So she started saying. What's she doing? She's changing what has been. She's saying something that hasn't come to pass yet. But now, is it true faith? Yeah, if you go back and study, you'll find in the book of Numbers that God told Israel to sew a border around their garment, a fringe around the hem of their garment, to represent the covenant of God. So that's what she's after. That proves it's the Word that's caused her to have faith. When I touch his clothes, that's her point of contact. When I touch his clothes, I'll be restored to health. Not one scripture in the Bible that said Jesus' clothes was anointed with the Holy Ghost and healing power. Not one. But yet, we know people touched him, got healed. What happened? The faith that she had drew the anointing out of him. Now, she established her point of contact. I remember Oral Roberts in the tent meetings in the 50s. I was in some of his meetings. And he would say, when he was praying for somebody, he said, touch the chair in front of you as a point of contact to release your faith. I suppose he coined that phrase. I don't know. He's the first one I ever heard say it. Well, now, what does that mean? That means that you know instantly when you touch something. You wouldn't even have to look. You'd know instantly. That's when you believe you receive, see, or release your faith. See, so many times people say, well, I know God's going to heal me sometime. No, he's done all he's ever going to do about that. It was done back there when Jesus suffered. It's already settled. Far as God's concerned, it's already happened. And you have to make a demand on the provision. Now, how many of you have a bank account downtown? Have you noticed they don't send you money every Monday morning? Why don't they? It's yours. Why don't they send you money every time you need it? Somebody said, well, the Lord knows I'm sick. If it's His will, He'll heal me. That's like saying the bank knows that I need money and they'll send me some if it's God's will. No. Unless you make a demand on it by writing a demand note, a check is a demand note, you can live and die and never benefit from that even though it's yours. God has made provision for us. If we don't make a demand on the provision, we may never benefit from it. Now, what are we talking about? Making a demand on the provision, not demanding of God. He's already given it. It's already in store. In the realm of the Spirit, as far as God's concerned, it's already done. Because He said, by His stripes, ye were healed. If we were, we are. But you see, if we don't know we are, as you believe, so shall it be. See, now the person says, yeah, God will save you, but it won't heal you. Healing went out with the apostles. To them it did. Why? Because as they believe, if they don't have the word for it, they couldn't possibly have Bible faith for it. That's the only way you can make a demand on God's provision is with Bible faith. Faith is the substance of things. What things is faith the substance of? Things that God has given us. See, we're not talking about getting something God doesn't want you to have. We're talking about tapping into the resources He's already given to us. Belongs to us. Now, for instance, if you were down at the grocery store and you need $100 to pay for the groceries, if the bank's next door and you just go over there and try to talk them into giving you $100, you're in trouble. They're not going to give you $100. See, people are trying to talk God into doing things He's already done. They don't have to give you $100. It's already yours. Just write a demand note. Make a demand on what you need. If the provision is made, it will come into your hands. But you see, if you didn't know the provision's made, You wouldn't dare write a check, would you? I hope not. See, God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So unless you make a demand on your bank account, they're not going to give you any money. You can't talk them out of $100. If you don't believe that, go tomorrow and try it. I need $100 bad. Okay, sign right here. No, I'm not signing anything. I just want 100 of my dollars. You're not getting them. Until, see, when your signature goes out, you've made a demand on it. We make a demand on God's provision through His Word. Now, where does the ability come to draw from that provision? From His Word. Faith is the substance of things, the title deed of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Now, what is it we don't see if we're sick? We don't see ourselves well, do we? I mean, on the outside. But you see, you have to see yourself well on the inside before you get the benefit of it. You make a demand on it. And you see, people criticize the faith message. Thank God I'm healed. And I may be hurting all over when I say that. I'm not trying to convince you I don't hurt. I'm calling for what I don't have. I'm doing the same thing you do when you go to the grocery store and don't have enough money to buy the groceries. You write a check for it. What did you write it for? What you had in your purse or what you needed? You wrote it for what you needed, didn't you? But people will tell you, oh, you have to say it like it is. Well, now you try that the next time you go to the grocery store. You got $100 worth of groceries and got $1 in your pocket. Well, I'll have to write the check like it is for a dollar. It ain't going to work. Pardon the Arkansas English. You don't say it like it is. You say it the way you want it. You make a demand on the provision. And see, that's all the more reason for confessing healing is because you're sick. You're making a demand on what God's already provided. Thank God I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Now, I found this out years ago. That when you sneeze, instead of saying, I'm taking the flu or coming down with the cold, say, thank God I'm taking healing. And I was preaching one night somewhere in a full gospel meeting, and a pain hit me right in the stomach. And, you know, I just did it for a thought, I guess. I just said, stop it in the name of Jesus. And just went on preaching. I don't know what the audience thought. I never did explain it to them. But just like you snapped your finger, it quit. But see, if you don't know that you can make a demand, he shall have whatsoever he saith. See, if it's based on the Word of God, on the faith that he has in the Word of God. But if you didn't know that you could make a demand and didn't know that you could have what you say, then you couldn't make a demand on it. God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So this woman with the issue of blood, she comes up and she touches Jesus' clothes. Now, Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and healing power. Acts 10:38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost power, went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. But see, this proves that she was going to touch the border of that garment, which represented the covenant of God. She knew that even under the Old Testament, God had spoken the end from the beginning, and they were drawing already from that covenant that was going to put Jesus on the cross. Now, have you ever figured this out, how Jesus could heal the sick when he had not suffered one bruise or one stripe? He put it on his MasterCard, said, charge it to my account, pay for it at Calvary, fool. Now, see, under the Old Testament, they look forward to Calvary, pointed toward Calvary. Everything's being charged and drawing interest. But, brother, when Jesus went to Calvary, he paid it all. You talk about health care reform. Woo, glory. We have a prepaid plan and nobody can take it away from you. Paid for in full. And the premium can never go up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whoo, and faith cometh by hearing. And hearing, and hearing. You see, hearing means more than just hear the sound of. It means understanding. Folks, some of you have already got healed right here tonight. See, you can't believe any further than you have knowledge. But when it gets that simple, I'm healed. One lady said, I saw it and I started to get in the prayer line, and she said, wait a minute, I'm already healed. Thank God. Whew, glory to God. Now, Oral Roberts, what I started to tell you, when he was on radio, he'd say this. You see, I'm going to pray the prayer of faith, lay your hand on the radio as a point of contact. God will heal you. Well, a lady wrote him a letter. She was down in Oklahoma, frail, crippled with arthritis. She was sitting there listening to Oral Roberts, and he said, now, I'm going to pray the prayer of faith, lay your hand on the radio, and God will heal you. Well, he already started praying, see. Now, she's over at the kitchen table, and the radio's over on the cabinet. Well, she gets up in a rush to get to the radio. She stumbled and fell in her arthritic condition, and she fell up against the refrigerator. Well, she said, she just cried out and said, dear Lord Jesus, let this refrigerator be my point of contact. She touched that refrigerator. The power of God hit her. She got healed, got up and danced all over the kitchen. Woo, glory. Now, you know there was no power in that refrigerator to heal her. If it had been, she'd have got healed when she made breakfast that morning. But it's a point of contact.
I appreciate so much you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast as we've been talking about understanding what we know about healing. Now, all of this week we have CD offer number 7110. It's entitled, Understanding What We Know About Healing. It's a single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling, a total of $11. Now, you see, there's people that have been taught from a childhood that healing went out with the apostles and God doesn't heal anymore. So a person that believes that healing went out with the apostles or that Jesus doesn't heal anymore and that it passed away, then they have no hope. And the Bible says faith is a substance of things hoped for because you have to have hope for faith to give substance to. Can you see what I mean? Now, in the 9th chapter of Matthew, there were two blind men followed Jesus, and they said, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And when they'd come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? And they said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, Now listen to what he said, According to your faith, be it unto you. Not according to Jesus' faith, not according to the power of God that was available in Jesus, but it was according to their faith. Whatever you believe about is what's going to happen. Now, you see, that same thing happened over in the 8th chapter of Matthew, where the centurion came to Jesus, and he said, Speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. He said, Go thy way as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. So it was their faith. It wasn't Jesus' faith. You need faith in healing scriptures.
CD offer number 7110, Understanding What We Know About Healing. Single CD for a total of $11.
We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400. Or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.